Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Demetrius Nikolaitis, the Minister of Education for the province of Alberta. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Of course, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, the main thing we want to talk about today is we saw back, certainly during COVID, that had a lot of effect on schools, and that showed in some of the provincial test results being a little lower than usual. But we've seen recently now that things are starting to work their way back up towards, guess what, it was pre-pandemic. What did you guess start by getting some of your comments on that?
Yeah, absolutely. The latest information from provincial achievement tests, and again, those occur in grades 6 and 9, and diplomas, of course, for graduating grade 12 students, all show improvements, all show areas of increased test performance in English and math and science in many areas. The one that we're most concerned with and then paying most attention towards is the grade 6 ones, as we, of course, are still concerned about learning loss that may have occurred and has occurred as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and some of the lockdowns and other effects. So we're seeing those almost back to pre-pandemic levels, which is very encouraging and I think points to success in some of our initiatives that we've implemented over the past few years to try and cope with some of that learning disruption.
And I guess on dealing with try to recover from that learning loss, if you will, what have been some of the things that the province has been done to try and help with that area?
Yeah, there were two main things that we undertook to help deal with that learning disruption. The first was we worked with academics and the professors at the University of Alberta, who are experts in early childhood literacy, to develop tailored screening tools. And then we put these screening tools in place in grades 2 and 3, and teachers and other staff were able to screen students to see where their level of proficiency was in English and in math and in other areas. And that gave us some very important data, and more importantly, gave teachers a good understanding of which kids needed some additional help and which kids may have indeed been experiencing some kind of learning disruption. In addition, we also provided some targeted funding since 2021 to help our schools hire more EAs and other professionals to help those students that need additional support. We put over $85 million since 2021 specifically for that purpose. So we've tried to put a lot of attention towards making sure those kids didn't fall behind because of learning disruption and COVID-19 effects.
And when it comes to, I guess, preparing for sort of other future situations where kids may be out of the classroom because of hopefully not something quite on the scale of what we saw during COVID, or perhaps even something like, say, like a community getting evacuated because of a wildfire in the spring or something like that. So when it comes to, I guess, preparing for sort of future emergencies, what are some things that the province is doing to try and make sure that students don't get affected too much by being out of the classroom for extended periods of time like that?
Well, we actually have some legislation, some a bill that's being debated in the Legislative Assembly right now, which will make some amendments to the Education Act, and it will strengthen in-person learning and reiterate how important in-person learning is. Since we have gone through the COVID-19 pandemic, we've been able to sharpen our pencils a little bit as a province when it comes to online learning. And so should we experience another significant emergency, not necessarily health emergency, it could be, but even other emergencies, as you mentioned, we do have that option available. But we are looking to prioritize in-person learning and strengthen the importance of in-person learning. And so we will be requiring school boards to have some strict policies in place about when they shift to online learning, how that's done, how that's communicated to parents, and make sure that there's some clear timelines about when they expect to return back to in-person learning. Because those shifts to online should only be temporary, and in-person learning should be the priority.
And when you talk about trying to get some more staff in schools to help out these students, you know, it's not, you know, a lot of people just like to focus on the teachers, but I think you did mention this earlier. Certainly there are some other sort of support staff that a lot of schools needed. What is the, I guess, what has the province been doing to try and help with, you know, things like, say, teacher's assistants or some of those other things that are important for schools out there?
Yeah, other staff are also critically important. In 2023, we created the Classroom Complexity Grant. And it invests about $44 million each year for the next 3 years. So $44 million is out the door this year. And that's going to our school boards across the province so that they can hire other specialized staff, speech-language pathologists, psychologists, occupational therapists, and others that a school board may need to access to help a student with some more individual needs. In addition, because of COVID, we did have a backlog of specialized assessments, and so we did provide an injection in the past few years of an additional $10 million to help clear that backlog. Students needed some specialized assessments to, you know, evaluate their writing abilities or their speech abilities and needed some additional work. So we did invest at that time coming out of the pandemic to help clear that backlog. But the Classroom Complexity Grant is the main instrument that we're using right now, about $44 million every year to all of our school boards so they can hire those additional non-teaching staff.
And finally, whenever we have guests here on the Trending 55 Posse, we'll just throw in a little bit of a personal question. Of course, take a look outside your window. You probably see some snow on the ground and temperatures getting a little colder out there. And that leads to people doing some different things, whether outdoors or indoors during the wintertime. What about with you? What's kind of your kind of go-to thing to do in the winter?
Well, a couple of things. Of course, for the kids, the priority is always snow forts and sledding. So they are eagerly awaiting the snow, not as much. I'm certainly not, but they are eagerly awaiting the snow because they want to get out sledding and do other things in the snow, snow angels and snowmen. So I guess I'll be doing a lot of that, whether I want to or not. That's definitely on the cards over the next few weeks.
Well, hopefully you get some good time to do that. Demetrius Nikolaitis, the province's education minister, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. All the best to you.